Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3345, and today's date is May 4th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Who Unleashed Antifa? Biden is finished. The counterinsurgency is growing. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, everything that they're trying to do to bring down this economy, and of course blame it on something else, is going to completely backfire on them. Remember, from the very, very beginning, Trump set up his tax cuts, and each one expired at certain times. And it shows that the deep state players who are continually pushing out the idea that his tax cuts only helped the wealthy, if that was true, they would have just gotten rid of all of them. But each time the tax cuts expire, the economy gets worse and worse and worse. And Biden, he's not looking to renew any of this. So what do the people see? The people, they start to really understand, and they really get to see that, hey, wait a minute. What Trump did just didn't help the wealthy. It helped the everyday person. And Biden, who doesn't want to renew it, and the economy's getting worse, we could see that, whoa, wait a minute. Look what's happening here. He didn't renew the tax cuts. The economy is getting worse. We're seeing more taxes, and the people are struggling, and the people are saying, you know something? Now I see it. See, sometimes you got to show the people. You need to show the people the truth. And if you really look at this, Biden didn't get rid of the tariffs. Biden didn't get rid of all the tax cuts that Trump went ahead and put into place. Because remember, he campaigned on the notion that all this helps the wealthy. It doesn't help the everyday person. But the people, they can see clearly that it does. And yes, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we could see the Federal Reserve, they're preparing and getting ready to most likely cut the rates. And they're using the unemployment that we're seeing today as their driving factor to say, okay, let's do one rate cut. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Biden is going to really force them to do this. We'll probably find that out later, showing that the Fed really isn't independent whatsoever. But right now, you can see they're preparing this narrative. Now, we know what's going to happen because everything was set up and everything was put into place. And all Biden had to do was keep everything that Trump had. But again, if you look at the border, if you look at what happened out in Afghanistan, look at the Middle East, that's all Biden, the central bank, the deep state players, that's all they had to do. Just keep what I have. Everything will be fine. So Trump, the Patriots, they knew that they weren't going to do this. They were going to reverse everything that Trump did. And once they went ahead and they reversed everything, fuel prices were going to go up. We were going to see inflation. Taxes were going to go up. And this is what people are now seeing, especially as they push their Green New Scam. Because the Green New Scam is just that, just like everything else that they've been telling us, like, oh, use paper straws. Well, isn't it funny that out in San Francisco, which pretty much outlawed all plastic straws in 2018, they dumped 1.8 billion plus gallons of sewage in the bay every year since 2016. Now they're under investigation. See, once again, these people are trying to push certain agendas so other people make a lot of money off of this new product. And again, it's a scam. This is what these people run. They run scams. But you know what the people of this country are noticing? The people of this country are noticing that prices of food is continually moving up and it's getting very, very difficult, which means the value of the currency is continually declining. That's what the real people of this country, that's what they notice. That's what they understand. And Wall Street Silver on X put this out, and it's a grandma who's out there at Sam's Club shopping for baby formula for her child who has a baby. And every time she goes to the store, what does she notice? She notices that the baby food continually moves up and up and up. It started out at like $29, then it went up to $32. And this is not like over 6 years. This is over a couple of weeks. And then she went to Sam's Club and finally saw, whoa, wait a minute. Baby formula is now $42? This is absolutely unbelievable. And this is just in a span of a couple of weeks. It's not even like this is 6 years later. And she's out there saying, we need to stop this. This is ridiculous. Food is completely out of control. Insurance is completely out of control. And this is what the people of this country and the people around the world are now experiencing. They're experiencing how bad it is really getting. And this is what's going to push the people. Remember, each person reaches the precipice at all different times. What everyone has in common is, of course, war, of course, a pandemic, and the economy. And when the economy falls apart and people feel the pressure of not making money, feeling the pressure that I can't pay this bill today, I can't buy food, we're going to have to cut this out, cut that out. This is when people really start to wake up. And I do believe the layoffs will most likely start to ramp up as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe the Fed is going to use this as their gauge of, okay, you know something? We see what's going on. We're going to have to cut the rates here. Yes, I know inflation is continually moving up a little bit here, but you know what? We see what's happening with the employment market, and we're going to bring this down. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if later we hear that Biden actually kind of pushed them into doing something like this, and we find out that the Fed, they are not independent. They actually take a side. And I think we all know this at this point. And again, we need to go to the beginning and the cause of all of this. And this is the private West Central Bank. That is the cause of everything that we're witnessing today. Because think about it. Think about how many lies they had to tell the American people, and not just the people in America, but people around the world, to convince you that the economy is doing great. And they lie right to your face. They change the unemployment calculations. They change the GDP calculations. They change the inflation calculation. They continually do all these things. And basically what that is they're lying to the people saying everything is fine. Look, we have the new numbers here. You see the new numbers, they tell you everything you need to know. Everything is great. Inflation's under control. GDP numbers going up. Unemployment's going down. Everything is great and everything is fine. See, that is the lie that they're telling everyone because they don't want you to find out the truth that their system doesn't work and it breaks down over time. But the job numbers came in, and the job numbers are pretty darn bad. They're not what everyone thought it was going to be. Remember, we had the White House press secretary out there trying to convince everyone that jobs were absolutely fantastic. Biden was out there trying to convince everyone that he's created a lot of jobs. Nancy Pelosi was on MSNBC, and she said he created all these jobs. And of course, the host said, well, not really. It was COVID, and people pretty much just went back to the same exact jobs. We actually lost jobs. And now all the jobs are being given to who? The illegals. So Americans, they're being removed from the workforce and the illegals are taking their place. But the job numbers are not good whatsoever. The BC Letter on X put this out and said, U.S. economy adds 175,000 jobs in April below expectations of 238,000. The unemployment rate rose to 3.9%, above expectations of 3.8%. Now, remember, these are the manipulated numbers. Remember the Fed, the government, they're lying to the American people. They don't count those people that are still looking but haven't found a job because the number of weeks have passed. So right now, we can see that the unemployment rate is moving up. And actually, if you look at the real unemployment, I do believe it's around 18, 19, 20% around that area. Because if you go back to the 1970s calculation, well, that's what it's reporting. But when we look at all this and listen to what Fed Chair Powell said, he said substantial weakening of the labor market could prompt rate cuts. So now we have a weakening labor market, lower GDP growth, and rising inflation. How in the world is this a soft landing? But look what the Fed said. They're looking at this, they're watching it, and they're saying, well, you know something? If this keeps up, we can actually cut the rate. And I do believe they have timed this perfectly for the presidential election. Now, Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, horrible job numbers just announced, a big miss from fake estimates. They should have asked me to give the forecast. Biden is destroying our country. And he's absolutely right. And right now, the odds of a September 2024 rate cut jumps to 53% after the weaker than expected jobs report. So the base case now shows TWO interest rate cuts in 2024 up from one prior to the report. So they're already preparing the narrative of what they're going to do. They're going to cut the rate right before the presidential election because, again, you got to remember, they got to make it look like everything that Biden, everything the D's have been doing is working. Now, of course, the internals of the economy, that is going to continually break down. That's going to get worse. People are going to notice it. They're not going to believe Biden, but that's the whole point. The whole point is for people to experience it, then hear the liars. Then hear these people say, the economy is great. We have people working all over the place. We're creating tons of jobs. You need to hear the liars, but the people, they're going to experiencing something else. So you're going to have two things being played out at the same exact time. And the people, what do you think they're going to understand and what do you think they're going to realize? They're going to realize, hey, I'm being lied to. I just got laid off. I'm not making money now. I can't even find a job. The college students coming out of college, they're also going to notice, well, wait a minute. There are no jobs whatsoever. You're going to have tons of college students where they can't find a job. No matter how much Biden cancels the student loans, which is completely against what the Supreme Court said, it won't make a difference because these kids will not be able to find a job. They'll realize, wait a minute. Yeah, I know you're canceling the student loan. I see why you're doing it because the economy, you destroyed it. You made it terrible. There are no jobs. So now I can't even make money. I can't even live. I got to live with my parents. And this is a complete and utter disaster. I think people would like to actually have a job, make money without it devaluing and actually pay their student loan. Plus, why should everyone else pay the student loan? It makes no sense whatsoever. But again, you could see where all this is going, and you could see how this is going to play out. And in the very end, I do believe that Trump is going to have to defuse this ticking time bomb, because everything is going to fall apart around the presidential election. And I do believe this is going to give Trump ammunition to use it against the deep state, use it against the central bank, use it against the D's. And he will be able to use this, and he will have the people behind him to defuse all of this. Now, I'm not saying as soon as he gets elected, everything just goes perfectly well and everyone's happy, everyone gets their job. Remember, Biden destroyed everything. All he had to do was keep everything that Trump had. He decided he wasn't going to do that. Actually, that proves that what Trump did actually works. And I think the people, they're not stupid, they're going to understand this. So when Trump gets elected, yes, he will have to defuse everything that Biden has done, everything the central bank has done, but it will take a little bit of time. I do believe in the very, very beginning, I do believe you'll see a lot happen. I think you'll see things turn around, but not everything. I mean, all the jobs aren't just going to all of a sudden appear, but I do believe that people will be behind him, because every step of the way, you'll see the economy improve a little bit. Oh, look, it improved again. Oh, look, another company came back to the country. Hey, look, they just opened up another 5,000 jobs. I do believe people will start to see this, and people will start to understand it. And once Trump moves in this direction, this is going to hurt the private Western Central Bank and the deep state players, because the people will then be behind them, because they'll see improvement after improvement after improvement. Almost like the president of Argentina. He came in, yeah, he had to fire a lot of people. He had to put the country on the right track. And sometimes there are hard decisions that need to be made. But the people of that country, they're seeing the benefits of it. The same thing with in El Salvador. When they first elected the president there, he had to change everything. Now people are starting to see it. Sometimes you have to put in the work to see the good results in the end. And I do believe the people are going to see the hard work that Trump and others are putting in, and they're going to see the results, and it's going to benefit the people like they've never seen before. And yes, it might take a couple of months, yes, but you'll see improvements all along the way. And what will happen is everything will just get better and better and better as time goes on, which will make it completely impossible for the central bank to try to say, oh, no, we could do it better. Because remember, they just destroyed the entire system. They just lied to you this entire time. So in the end, I do believe that Trump, he'll be able to defuse this. We will be in a very dark period of time because of everything that Biden has done. And I do believe Trump will probably point out, look at all the things he reversed. Look what he did with the fuel, with all the different regulations, the Keystone, canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. Look what he did. He let my tax cuts expire. Let's put these back into place. And you're going to see everything start to turn around. And the people are going to see it. And it's going to become very, very clear. And I do believe this is going to allow Trump and the Patriots to go after the actual disease, the actual cancer of it all. And I do believe that is the private Western Central Bank. And that is what needs to be removed. And I do believe in the end, what's going to happen is the central bank will be restructured. It'll be put into the treasury, and the people will then control the creation of the currency. And I do believe we're going to be going back to the Constitution. And I do believe people are going to see something that they've never, ever seen before. And once they see it, they're never, ever going to want to go back to a private Western central bank system. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, well, it looks like they are trying to remove Biden. Remember, Biden, he was never supposed to be the president. Actually, Obama wanted Kamala. But, you know, when you're polling at 1%, it's very, very difficult to convince the people and cheat in the election and have her win. So they had to settle on Joe Biden, and they went with him. Now, Trump, he allowed the resident to live in the White House, because I do believe this is all part of the plan to wake the American people up and to take back the country, because that's what this is all about. It's about the 2024 presidential election and waking the people up and making them see the truth, the criminal syndicate, see their system, how they're trying to destroy this country. But it looks like Obama and crew, they are becoming very, very desperate. Because really think about it. At this point in the game, why would they unleash Antifa onto the college campus? Well, number one, we know as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, they need the hate speech laws. So that is definitely one agenda that they are pushing. The other is to actually turn everyone against Biden. And by doing this on the college campuses, unleashing Antifa, remember, most of these individuals that were protesting, most of them have no idea what they were doing there. And half of them were Antifa. And you can see from many of the videos, especially out in Ole Miss and many others, you can see that when push comes to shove, you could see that there were the students surrounding the very few Antifa individuals. And you have to remember, this is about waking the American people up. Now, Trump, the Patriots, I do believe they knew that a lot of these things were going to happen. They were going to use Antifa again. But think about it. These outsiders, and this is the way you really got to look at it. These outsiders, they invaded the college campuses. They walked onto the college campuses, they decided to camp out, set up tents, and they decided to destroy the students' home where they learn and what they did there. Just think about this for a second. Now, expand that to the United States of America. We have outsiders coming into this country onto our campus. They are setting up tents. They're living on the streets. They're living in people's homes and they're destroying the cities and the states because all the money is being sent to them to support them and taken away from we the people. So I do believe this set the stage where people say enough is enough. The parents, they're saying enough is enough. You could see the students coming out right now and the frat boys and the rest, they're pushing back. And you could see the counterinsurgency is working. But I do believe Obama, I do believe he needed to do this because he can't allow Biden to stay in. I do believe there's an internal struggle right now between Obama of who he wants in there and what Biden wants to do. And Biden wants to stay in the race. So I do believe they played this card. And whenever the enemy plays a card like this, it will hurt them in the end. But I think they needed to take this risk because they needed everyone to turn on Biden. They even needed these individuals to turn on Biden. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening. But what it's done, it has basically woke up a lot of people in this country. The parents are now awake. The students are now awake. And you could see it like Ole Miss and other campuses. The students now, they are surrounding these individuals, the very few individuals, and they're singing the national anthem. I think we should be doing this all over the place. Whenever we see a riot, the people should come out, surround them, and sing the national anthem. That's a peaceful protest. And that is very, very powerful. Hold up the flag, sing the national anthem, show them that we outnumber them. And I do believe this is just the beginning. This is the stage being set. And at this point, I do believe Biden is completely finished right now. And I do believe Obama and crew, they are now pushing all of this to actually remove him. And I do believe in the end, he will be replaced with another candidate. Because think about what happened back in 2020. They wanted Kamala. That's who Obama really wanted. But when you have 1% and that's all you got, it's very, very difficult to cheat in the election with someone who's getting 1%, which where nobody likes that person. So they had to bring in someone a little halfway decent. At least the poll numbers were a lot better to cheat in the election. This time around, Biden doesn't have those poll numbers. This time around, they're going to have to swap him out. Why do you think they swapped out Kamala back in 2020? It's the same thing. And this all revolves now around the 2024 election and the people of this country taking back the country. And what's very interesting is when we go back to the Time magazine interview with Trump, the Time magazine actually mentions the Posse Comitatus Act, which is very interesting. And Trump is saying, I do have the ability to use the military. And when you read the Posse Comitatus Act says, yes, he is allowed to use the military to round up the invaders. Very, very interesting. I do believe we are right on track. Everything is going as scheduled. And since we're talking about everything is going as scheduled, I also see there is a schedule for a debate, a presidential debate. And it looks like this is scheduled for September 16th, which is very, very interesting. So with everything that we're seeing, everything that's going on, I do believe that nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. And I do believe Trump has them exactly where he wants them to be because everyone is now witnessing, look, see all these indictments? This was planned a long time ago. It's a political hit. We're living in a banana republic. And it was a complete setup by Trump's opponent to go after Trump. And I think the people now can see this. And the people can see that most of these individuals that are in Congress right now, they are installed and they are criminals. And if you notice, every day that passes, you get to see these criminals. Look at Menendez. He was caught doing what? Taking bribes. Here we have another individual. And this individual is longtime Dem rep Henry Selyar. He's from Texas, and he was caught taking bribes from Azerbaijan, and this was part of the Russian government at one time, and they took $600,000 in bribes. So I do believe people now are seeing the criminals, and I do believe we're going to see a lot more of these. And think about what the president of El Salvador just did. He brought all his officials into a meeting and said each one is going to be investigated for taking bribes. And now we're seeing this here in this country. I do believe that when it's all said and done, each person needs to be investigated to make sure that every single person in our government is absolutely clean. And I do believe this is now possible because, again, what did they do? They went all the way to the Supreme Court to get Trump's taxes. All of this can be used against them moving forward, which I do believe it will be used against them. Now, it looks like Representative James Comer, he is now taking the next step. And I do believe that in the House right now, they are put there to stop things, to investigate, to expose. But are they going to make everything all right and everything's going to be all better? No. Remember, the other part of the House and the Senate, they're still filled with the criminal syndicate players. And if you go further than that into D.C., we have swamp creatures all over the place. But they are able to do certain things. So I see two things playing out right now. I do believe Speaker Johnson right now is allowing the D's, the rhinos, to take full responsibility of what is coming. And right now we could see the D's are backing Speaker Johnson. They've taken full responsibility because remember what's coming. I do believe we have an economic crash coming. I do believe we have an event coming. I do believe we have war coming. But we could see that James Comer, with his group within the House, he's able to do certain things to put pressure on certain swamp creatures. And I remember Cash saying this a while back, that the House controls the purse strings. So why don't we put pressure and say we're not going to fund you unless you give us the information that we need? And it looks like Representative James Comer is doing just that. This is what the Oversight Committee put out. He says, we're calling for budget cuts for federal agencies who are obstructing our oversight. The Biden administration is obstructing many of our investigations aimed at ensuring federal agencies are accomplishing their duties for the American people. These agencies must now face consequences for failing to comply with congressional requests. We will not tolerate blatant disregard for congressional oversight authority. Accountability is here. So right now we can see that James Comer, he is now removing the funding from all of these different agencies. He's going to put pressure on them to spill the beans. This is going to be very, very interesting. And the timing is very, very interesting because what are we approaching? We're approaching the 2024 election. So what are people seeing now? The people have seen that Biden is completely corrupt. He's been working with foreign governments. He has 20 different shell companies. He lied to the American people. He had classified documents and he kept them and he knowingly kept them. And then there were no charges that were actually pressed on him because, once again, he doesn't remember things. So the people have seen this and the people understand. Now, with James Comer putting a lot of pressure on these different agencies, let's see what information they hand over and who does it point to. Remember, all this now is coming out at the same time people are learning that Biden colluded with Jack Smith, colluded with NARA, and they actually formulated a plan to go after Trump. And they tried to cover it up by redacting the information. So everyone now is seeing the corruption. Everyone's now is seeing the criminal syndicate. So start to put it all together. The people see the open borders. They see war being ramped up all over the place, the Middle East. They're seeing it in Ukraine. They're going to see it in Taiwan very, very soon. They're seeing the economy completely and utterly fall apart. They're seeing the two-tier justice system. They're seeing all of this happen on Biden's watch. And now we have riots on the campuses. I do believe this is the beginning stages of all of this. And I do believe Obama is most likely pushing this to get put a lot of pressure on Biden to step down. If he doesn't step down, I do believe they'll be using the 25th Amendment. But the other thing that we're seeing is that with all these illegals coming into this country, people are now saying we need a wall. Remember, they were most of the Dems, they were completely against the wall back when Trump was in the White House. Now they're all for it. Sometimes you got to show the people. Trump explained it to the people. He said, this is what's going to happen. We need the wall. Everyone said, that's ridiculous. We don't want a wall. So what did he do? Okay, we don't need a wall. I'm going to show you how we need a wall. Otherwise, people wouldn't become uncomfortable. People wouldn't say we need a wall if just Trump kept saying it because no one believed it. So he had to show everyone, look, we need a wall. Do you see it now? Not yet? Okay, wait until this event. Wait until you learn that someone came illegally over the border. Once you see that, then you're going to understand why we need a wall. See all the drugs pouring into this country? We need a wall. Actually, let's go back a little bit in time to February 12, 2024. Los Angeles Times put this article out. And we have to remember, these newspapers, they're fake news. The MSNBC, Fox, and the rest, they're bringing you down a certain narrative. They're doing it on purpose. Remember, it's almost like the social media platforms. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. When they remove things and they show you other things, they're controlling the narrative. So if they have someone saying, hey, by the way, yeah, the virus, COVID virus, that was a lab leak, and all of a sudden Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, they decide to hide all that from you. You didn't never see it. And they censor the people that are trying to speak about it. You never understand that point of view. You never see that evidence. So they're shaping the narrative to make you think and believe it came from the wet market. A bat just flew in, dropped whatever, and someone ate it or whatever happened. And that's how we got the virus, because you didn't see any of this. You were never supposed to see any of this, and this is how they control the narrative. So if you look at the border and you look at what's coming over the border, look what the Los Angeles Times put out back in February of 2024. Many Americans believe migrants bring fentanyl across the border. That's wrong and dangerous. So they went through this article explaining all of this on how this is completely fake, phony, and false. But when you go back in time and you look at the press releases from the United States Attorney's Office, and this is August 11, 2022, by the way, it says this: fentanyl seizures at border continue to spike, making San Diego a national epicenter for fentanyl trafficking. U.S. Attorney's Office prioritizes prosecutions and prevention programs. So this is how they can try to control things. The same thing with those people that are coming over the border. I mean, there's a lot of terrorists, a lot of people that belong to ISIS, belong to Hamas, belong to Hezbollah, a lot of criminals coming over the border. But again, the fake news, the deep state players, they don't want a lot of people understanding this and knowing this. So they hide a lot of this information. But the people, they're starting to learn and they're starting to get their news from other places. And what's very interesting is the FBI, Trump, they're all out there saying, yes, we can expect something to happen in this country. Something like an October 7th, something like that. And Kaniko the Great put this out and said, a 33-year-old suspected ISIS terrorist from Uzbekistan illegally crossed the U.S. border in February 2022 and was released by the Biden administration to live freely in Baltimore, Maryland, and for more than 2 years. In May 2023, Uzbekistan issued a global notice that this individual was wanted in his home country for his alleged ISIS ties. It wasn't until March 2024 that U.S. officials connected the dots between the global notice and this individual. ICE finally arrested him on April 17th in Baltimore. FBI Director Chris Wray recently warned Congress about a southern border smuggling network linked to ISIS. The Biden administration's open border policy is a clear and present danger to America's national security. And it is a danger to the national security. And you think this is the only individual? This is the individual that they caught. How many are in here that they didn't catch? Because remember, they're just allowing these people in. They don't have ID. They're not vetting them. They're not making sure that these people are you know, upstanding citizens who have a family that want to make this country better. Most of these individuals that are coming in, they are the worst of the worst. They're being released from prison. They're terrorists. They're human traffickers, child traffickers. You name it. That's what we're getting in this country. So with anyone out there saying that, oh, no, don't worry, we're not going to have any problems in this country, I think those people are fooling themselves because we are ripe for something to happen in this country, especially if something happens in the Middle East, because where does their allegiance lie? Does it lie with America? Do they love America, or does their allegiance lie with their religion, with their other country, where they came from? Well, I think we're going to find out very, very soon, and we're going to see all this play out. And that's, I do believe, where the Posse Comitatus Act comes in, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. But first, it looks like the American people are starting to understand that there are foreign nations that are manipulating the elections, manipulating the American people. And we could see already from a poll that the majority of Americans, they see China's popular TikTok app as a Chinese tool meant to influence and shape U.S. public opinion. And yes, this can be used for the elections because they present you with certain things that they want you to see. They hide the things that they don't want you to see. So can they influence the elections? Yes. And not just TikTok, but YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. They could all do this. And what's very interesting is that Jim Jordan, well, he dropped the smoking gun over the White House lab leak suppression at Facebook. This is what we just discussed. They were hiding this. They were suppressing it. Not just this, but they were suppressing hydroxychloroquine. They were suppressing ivermectin. They were forcing what they wanted you to see. The fake news was forcing the numbers of how many people were sick, how many people were dying. That's what they wanted you to see. They didn't want you to see anything else. But this is what Jim Jordan put out. He said, on July 16, 2021, Mark Zuckerberg texted Sheryl Sandberg, Nick Clegg, and Joel Kaplan, three of the highest ranking executives at Facebook. Could Facebook tell the world that Biden White House put pressure on us to censor the lab leak theory? Sheryl Sandberg said they were being scapegoated because the White House was failing to meet its vaccination numbers. Facebook felt that they had been combating alleged misinformation, aka censoring Americans, all year. Since February 2021, the company had been censoring the Wuhan lab leak theory in response to conversations with the new Biden administration. Other documents confirm this. In July 2021, Clegg asked why Facebook had been censoring the lab leak theory of COVID-19 origins. The answer could not have been clear because we were under pressure from the administration. We shouldn't have done it. These documents show the chilling effect government coercion has on free expression. Facebook knew the White House wanted them to censor, but they didn't exactly know what or how much. And we can see this back in the day. It was with Twitter. It's with YouTube. It's with all of it. So now we could see the truth. Now we can see that they push things out there they want you to believe, and they hide the things they don't want you to see, which are the truth. And this is what happened during COVID. It happened with the vaccine. It's going to happen with war that is approaching. It's happening now with the economy. Biden is trying to convince everyone the economy is great. He has the Fed, he has the Treasury, letting you all know that we're heading for a soft landing and all these jobs were created and everything is hunky-dory. Well, I think the people, they understand that that's not true because they're experiencing this themselves every single day. And you can't lie or gaslight the people when they go to the market, when they see baby formula going up, when they see food going up, when they see insurance going up, when someone loses their job. It's very, very difficult to convince the people that everything is great. But you're going to see this with war. You're going to see this with events. And I do believe they're preparing to have these events very, very close to the presidential election. And like we said, they're building the narrative up right now where they're going to try to convince the people that it's the Trump supporters that are out there rioting. I do believe they're going to try to turn this around. And they're going to try very, very hard to do this. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But we could see there are many different countries right now that are going to stop trading with Israel. And yes, this is going to build up over time. Turkey is now saying that they are going to halt all trade with Israel. And I do believe you're going to see other countries join in on this, which is going to heat things up in the Middle East. Remember, Trump let us know from the very, very beginning that World War III is headed our way. And World War III consists of many, many nations. And I do believe we're starting to see this build right now. And it's going to continue to build as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe people are going to be quite scared. I mean, think about it. If there is, let's say, a missile that is fired towards this country, and we know that there's different layers to stop it, you know, when the ballistic missile goes into orbit, when it comes back down. And I do believe at that point, if the fake news is reporting on something, maybe over the Atlantic or over the Pacific, whatever ocean, and they're reporting saying, okay, our missiles missed the ballistic missile in its orbit, but don't worry, we have a second shot at it. This one's heading towards Los Angeles or this one's heading to New York. I do believe it's going to scare people and the people are going to be very afraid. Now, I don't know if this is going to be the scenario. I'm just using it as an example. And it's very hard to explain what the fear is going to feel like because you just can't explain it to people. You got to show it and people have to experience it. And this is how people reach the precipice. And if you notice out on the college campuses, people have reached the precipice there. The parents, the students, they have reached the precipice. This was their point where they said enough is enough. Look what they did with the American flag. We had one of the deans come out, put the American flag up. We even have Mayor Adams come out. And he's like, yeah, we've seen that these people that are on campus, they're not students. And how dare they take the flag down? He reached a point where, no, this is not okay. Because somewhere, somehow, someone knows a family member that fought for this flag. And now the people are coming out and defending this flag. So the counterinsurgency is working. It's hitting people, and people are saying, no, we're not going to allow this whatsoever. And I do believe this is going to build and build and build. But before we get to all of that, what's very interesting is out in Chicago, we see Chicago Mayor Brandon. He literally panics and literally runs when a reporter begins asking about fallen CPD officers. And he's afraid to answer questions. I do believe in the end, all of these individuals, they won't be able to walk down the street. I mean, look, we have a mayor running from a person who is asking a question. I mean, literally running. It's absolutely unbelievable. But it looks like the D's, even the fake news is starting to realize, ooh, what just happened on the college campuses? This is not a good thing. But I do believe the deep state players, those who are orchestrating all of this, I do believe that they had to make this move, and they knew that this wasn't going to go over very, very well, but they needed to put a lot of pressure on Biden, because I do believe they're in the process of removing him. Plus, they said, okay, we need to make this move because we need to usher in the hate speech laws. Remember, they predicted this about a year ago, because remember, moving into the presidential election, do you want to arrest people? Do you want to censor people? Yes, you do. How do you do that? Well, if everything's being exposed on how the government has been doing it, what do? You need this to be a law now. So I do believe they went ahead and they did this, but you could see that the fake news, they're having a problem with this. Even Joe Scarborough, I mean, he's having a meltdown over the impact of the radical protesters on the college campuses. And he's saying that the D's, they played this all wrong. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And he even called his progressive audience stupid. He knows the campus protests are going to hurt the Democrats. We even have Al Sharpton out there. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found, so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. And he said that the Democrats have lost the moral high ground by not condemning the pro-Palestine student protests on college campuses across the United States. And Al Sharpton said, how do the Democrats, how do all of us on the side say January 6th was wrong if you can have the same pictures going on college campuses? You lose the moral high ground. And he's absolutely right. Their entire argument is now falling apart. And when you look at January 6th and you look at what's happening on the college campuses, everyone's starting to see it and it's becoming very, very clear. And the students now, they're realizing, wait a minute, most of these people, they weren't students. They are invading our campus and destroying everything that we like here, everything that we need to learn, everything that we're supposed to get. They're here destroying it, and they're camping out on our campus. These aren't people that are going to school here. These are invaders. Sound familiar? Of course it does. Citizen Free Press put this out on X and said, let's play a game called, if this happened on January 6th, this would be a felony punishable by 5 years in prison. And they took paint and they threw it on an NYPD bus. Can you imagine if that happened on January 6th? You think they would arrest all those people? Yeah, they would have. They arrested people for less just walking around taking a picture in the Capitol. And Trump was right again when he said they're going to deface the statue of George Washington. That's exactly what they did. And Wokeness put this out and said, remember when they called Trump crazy for saying this would happen? And it did happen. Because it's the same people. They were activated and they invaded the campuses. A lot of these students, they had no idea what they were doing. They had no clue what they were protesting. And what's very interesting is that this student, it looks like a student, a young man, he decided to go ask the protesters, you know something? Let me go ask you, why are you protesting? And most of these individuals, they would not answer him. Well, you have to speak to the spokesperson. Oh, we can't answer that. We don't want to talk about it. So most of these people, they didn't want to answer the question. And one person said they are there because of the cause, but didn't want to explain what the cause was. What if the cause is not what you think it is? What if it's nothing to do with Palestine? Because it has nothing to do with Palestine. And what's very interesting is that Byron Donalds, he came out and he confirmed that the NYPD confirms nearly half of the hundreds of Hamas apologists that overtook Columbia and City College were not students. So once again, we're seeing an invasion. And there were professional protesters out there that are paid. And remember, I do believe these individuals were activated. This was for a certain agenda. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that eventually this was going to happen. But again, if you know the playbook, why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? This just allows the counterinsurgency to build up. And it shows the students, it shows the parents, it shows the people of this country, look, you need to defend this country. You need to step up. And that's exactly what happened. But when you look, you can see there was one individual, a professional protester. She was all over the place until they started coming after the protesters, and then she disappeared. Dot Connecting Anons put this out on Telegram, said, meet the $300 a day professional protester, Lisa Fithion, 63, slammed by Eric Adams, who helped stir up Columbia University protests, then left before arrest began. A 63-year-old woman seen instructing student demonstrators at Columbia University is a professional protester who charges as much as $300 for her services. Lisa Fithion, a constant figure at leftist protests nearly five decades, was one of the Palestine supporters who occupied Hamilton Hall on Tuesday. As a counter-protester tried to prevent the protesters from barricading the building, Fithion was filmed telling them, this is ridiculous. We're trying to end a genocide in Gaza. Additional footage shows her instructing students to tie it right to the lock as they help zip tie. Now think about this. She was doing this. She was paid. Who paid her? Was she working for the FBI? Who was she working for? Who paid this individual? Well, that brings in the question, who paid Ray Epps? Wasn't he doing the same thing on January 6th? But you can see, with all this happening, what's happening right now? The counterinsurgency is growing. The students hit the precipice. The students are fighting back. N Wokeness put this out and said, Free Palestine activists just tried to pull off a protest on the Ole Miss campus. It didn't go according to plan. You know what the students did? They surrounded these protesters and they sang the national anthem. And there was a lot more students than there were protesters. Can you imagine if this happened in this country where the people come out with the American flag, with the Trump flag, and everyone, tens of thousands of people, sing the national anthem? They don't move. They don't interact. They just sing the national anthem. Would this drown out all the protesters? Absolutely. Trump, he responded to all of this that was happening on Ole Miss and said, thank you, Ole Miss, MAGA. And the kids, they were holding up a Trump flag. And I do believe this photo says it all. You have all the students, fraternities and whatnot in the background. They have American flags. And you see one of the protesters upset and angry walking away. And I think this photo says it all. And we can see that the deep state players, they've tried. They pushed this. They got what they wanted. They got the House to vote on a hate speech bill, which is completely unconstitutional. It's null and void because it's repugnant to the Constitution. And they put pressure on Biden to remove him. But what they did was they got the students to come together. They got the parents to become very, very angry. And America, watch this. The counterinsurgency is building. And I do believe Obama, Soros, and the others, they pushed this, and they pushed it really hard. And what's very interesting is Karma Patriot put this out on Truth to remind us who actually gave a lot of money to the Palestinians before he left office. And this is what she put out on Truth. Officials say the Obama administration, in its waning hours, defied Republican opposition and quietly released $221 million to the Palestinian authorities that GOP members of Congress had been blocking. A State Department official said former Secretary of State John Kerry had informed some lawmakers of the move shortly before he left the State Department for the last time. So we can see that most likely this was all orchestrated by Obama, Soros, and others to push a certain agenda. But I do believe in the end, this is all going to backfire on them, because I do believe this is all exactly what Trump and the Patriots want in the end. Because again, how do you remove all of these people in this country? Remember, they've been bringing all these people in. It's infiltration. And how do you remove them in the end? I do believe this was a test run. Yes, there were certain agendas associated with this, but this is going to be done on a much, much larger scale and in many different ways where they're going to try to pin this on the Trump supporters. I do believe all of this is leading up to what is going to happen in this country. It's going to look scary. It's going to look dark. But I do believe Trump has all the leverage on his side, and he has the military on his side. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. But I do believe Trump has set up the deep state players where they have taken full responsibility for everything that is about to happen. Remember, this is not about passing a nice little bill that's going to make you think that everything is fine. You can't fix the system the way the system is. The system must be cleaned. It must be cleaned many, many times, all the time, because otherwise you get filth, you get corruption, you get a criminal syndicate. And that is what needs to be done. We need to remove all these people. But to remove all these people, we need the people to see it. We need the people to see the filth. We need to see the people to see the corruption. We need the people to see the system. And the only way to do that is to actually show the people, because they just won't believe it. And if they are hoping that someone is going to just do it and they don't have to worry about it, that's not how you take back a country. Yes, could Trump just come in with the military? Can Trump remove all these people? But again, how would you stop the deep state from seeping back in? You wouldn't. You would have learned absolutely nothing. Because you need to take the country back, and you need to fight for the country, because when you have skin in the game, what happens? You don't want people to take it over again, and you'll stop them from doing this because you know what they do. You understand their tactics. You understand their system. So right now, I do believe Johnson was put in a place to actually make the D's take full responsibility for everything. Thomas Massey put this out on X and said, serious question. Why did every member of the Democrat leadership team to pledge to save Mike Johnson from the motion to vacate? Then he put this out. Hakeem Jeffries has pledged to save Mike Johnson from the motion to vacate. Did Speaker Johnson offer the Democrats something in return? The Uniparty will reveal itself in the motion to vacate. Vote next week. Who's taking full responsibility of everything that's going to happen? Remember, what do you think is coming? War, a crashing economy, and an event in this country. The D's now have full responsibility in all of this. And think about what the people are seeing. They're seeing that the D's, Biden, and the DOJ, the FBI, you name it, they were all involved going after Trump. They are trapped in all of this. Now the people know that this was all orchestrated against Trump to stop him from being reelected. War is coming. The economy is going to crash. There's going to be an event in this country. The D's, they're fully responsible for all of it. Julie Kelly put this out and says, per Judge Cannon's authorization, Trump just filed unsealed version of motion to dismiss on a selective vindictive prosecution. Notes others caught with similar documents were never prosecuted, including Biden, Pence, both Clinton and Jim Comey. More evidence of comms between NARA and Biden White House included Deputy White House Counsel Jonathan Suh. NARA also was demanding Trump's Twitter data. David isn't going to DOJ, refers to Dave Fierro, Obama-appointed archivist, helping build a records destruction case as early as June 2021. Gary Stern, NARA general counsel, all over this scandal. He met with Dana Remus, White House counsel at the White House in August 2021, but Stern had been communicating with Suh and DOJ prior to that. So right there, you can see the collusion, and they were caught in all this. Then Trump put this out. It has always been clear that the document case is nothing but an election interference scam concocted by crooked Joe Biden, Duane Jack Smith, and their hacks and thugs. Now, Duane Jack has admitted in a filing in front of Judge Cannon to what I've been saying happened since the illegal raid on my home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida, that he and his team committed blatant evidence tampering by mishandling the very boxes they used as a pretext to bring this fake case. These deeply illegal actions by the politicized persecutors mandate this whole witch hunt be dropped immediately. End the boxes, hoaxes, MAGA 2024. Absolutely. And you could see that this was a coordinated effort. And everything that they're doing is completely backfiring. The people are learning more and more. And by the way, Kash Patel explains it perfectly on the interview that I just had with him about it. How they actually had the boxes of classified information, and the FBI agents, they actually were carrying around classified information and they dumped it onto Trump. It was a setup from the very beginning, and they actually were never allowed to actually hold these documents. It was all illegal. It was a setup from the very, very beginning. Just like all the other cases are a setup. And when you look at the Bragg case, the hush money case, it's complete election interference. And all they're doing is continually placing more and more gag orders on Trump. They're saying he's violating these gag orders. But you have to remember, they're actually limiting his free speech. And his campaign, they're not allowed to speak about his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, or the jury. Cohen, who is a key witness in the case, has come under fire for discussing the case on TikTok while raising money for himself. These limitations apply to the entire campaign, tying the hands of the Trump political operation to fight back on critical issues in the presidential race. The gag order says it applies to the president himself, then it prevents him from instructing or ordering anybody else to do it. So legally, that basically applies to anybody who works for him. And since he is considered basically the chairman of the campaign or the top dog on the campaign applies to everybody who is on the campaign staff. And the Democrats, they're watching Trump's every move, his social media accounts, his posts, you name it. And this is completely unconstitutional. And I think the people, they're starting to recognize, since all the other evidence is coming out and Joe Biden's behind it, this was all coordinated by these individuals. I think the people are starting to realize that, yeah, this is collusion. This is a banana republic. And Biden is going after his political opponent, not just Biden. But there are many, many others that are involved in all this. Monica Crowley put this out and says, Soros DA Alvin Bragg's former prosecutor, Mark Pomerantz, pleads the fifth when Representative Matt Gaetz asked him if Biden's DOJ directed the political prosecutions of Trump. He said, did you knowingly break any laws when investigating President Trump? I plead the fifth. Did you violate anyone's constitutional rights while investigating Trump? I plead the fifth. I think that tells you everything you need to know, because if he didn't, he would just say, absolutely not, I did not. And that tells you everything you need to know. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. And the other thing that's very interesting is that they keep saying that Trump is continually closing his eyes and falling asleep in the courtroom. And actually, Trump responded to this, which is kind of funny. He said this on Truth. He says, "Contrary to the fake news media, I don't fall asleep during the crooked DA's witch hunt, especially not today. I simply close my beautiful blue eyes, sometimes listen intensely, and take it all in." Oh, and he's taking it all in. He's hearing all the fake information, and he knows it's fake. But again, he made a joke out of this. But remember just a couple days ago when James O'Keefe from OMG, he interviewed this contractor that worked for the CIA. Now, again, why would a individual spill the beans to a person that he just met? Sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? But Trump actually responded to this, and he reacted to this CIA contractor and what he actually did. Just take a listen to what Trump said here.
"Your reaction to this videotape of the CIA individual talking about how the CIA director has withheld information from you?
Well, it's shocking to see how stupid somebody can be. If this guy's for real, you ought to get rid of him. CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, this is not an intelligent guy. To be openly talking to a woman that walks up and starts asking him questions and talking that way. So he may be bragging or showing off to some young lady. I have no idea the conditions under which he spoke, but I'd get rid of him real fast. If he's for real, get rid of him."
So this is very interesting. Why would an individual just spill the beans like this? Makes you think. But the people of this country, they're thinking. Rasmussen reports they did a poll, and they asked the people what they think about the CIA. And 54% say it is likely intel agencies are seeking to control the outcome of 2024. 64% say it is likely intel agencies influence political news. 58% say intel officials interfering in 2020 was more harmful than Russia interference in 2016. So the people of this country, they get it. They understand that, yeah, the intelligence agencies, they are the enemy of this country. They interfere in the elections. They influence certain people. They influence the news. The people are now getting it. The counterinsurgency is building like we've never seen before. And then the Oversight Project, they found out something very, very interesting on how Biden is going to interfere in the 2024 election. And remember, it's not just Biden himself. It says, today we released our memo on the Biden admin's efforts to weaponize the federal government to GOTV in the 2024 election. We exposed a July 2021 meeting between Joe Biden's DOJ and radical left wing groups on Executive Order 14019. One group in attendance, MALDEF, said they support voter registration efforts of immigrants and non-citizens. Nowhere in the docs is any talk supporting voter ID, which helps safeguard elections. Instead, Americans should just trust people are acting in bounds of the law. Here's the complete list of participants. Who was absent? Independent, center, and right of center groups. Many of these entities have been engaged in left-wing lawfare efforts and sued the Trump administration to stop its policy initiatives. Groups in the meeting pushed far-left voter registration policies. For example, one group focused their remarks on incarcerated people and discussed ways to register federal prisoners. Another suggesting linking voter registration efforts on Indian reservations to food distribution efforts in those locations. The Biden admin has fought efforts to produce documents about Executive Order 14019 in courtrooms across the country. It begs the question, if this is a truly GOTV effort for all Americans, why the strong opposition to all efforts to bring transparency about this executive order? Because this is not about all Americans stopping fraud and everything else in the elections. This is about them cheating in the elections. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that the deep state players, they are going to cheat in the election. And they're going to have to bring someone halfway decent into view so they can actually cheat. Now, again, I don't think Biden is going to have the poll numbers to do this, just like they couldn't use Kamala back then because she was polling at like 1%. So they're going to have to bring someone in that is much, much better than Biden, which I do believe is going to be Michelle Obama. So this way they can try to cheat like they did back in 2020. But this time around, I think Trump, the Patriots, they have many, many more people than they had before. So I don't believe that this is going to work out the way they think it's going to work out. And I do believe in the end, they're going to have to switch up and change tactics, which they're already preparing for. Because remember, they just don't rely on one thing. They prepare many different types of scenarios. And I do believe using game theory, Trump and the military, they use different scenarios because they understand that they might have to shift moving forward because depending on what the deep state does. And I do believe they are prepared for this. And if you look at what Trump is doing out in New York and soon probably in many of the deep blue areas, he's going to be going after all of these people. And Trump out in New York, he decided to visit a firehouse. And Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, the president and presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee arrived with pizza to the same New York City Fire Department he visited in 2021 to commemorate the 20th anniversary of 9/11 attacks on September 11, 2021. So Trump, he's showing his support to all these individuals. But once again, you could see he's going after all these different areas in New York, and he's going to have rallies in New York because what's coming? Well, it looks like the Commission on Presidential Debates, they have scheduled the Trump-Biden debate for September 16th. Now, are they going to stick to this date? Maybe, maybe not. But Trump, he is saying that maybe we need to fast forward the general debate because a lot of these individuals, they have already sent in their ballot on who they're going to vote for. So there was some question about the debates here, but let's see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. And let's see if Biden or maybe there's another candidate that's going to have a debate. Now, we could see that the deep state players, they're building the narrative that Trump is not going to accept the results of the election. And I do believe they're building this up because they're going to push the idea that the Trump supporters are very, very angry. But I do believe what's going to happen is that they're going to try to postpone the election. And they're going to try to make it seem like the Trump supporters are upset with this. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, Trump won't commit to accepting the results of the 2024 election. We must be in the months leading up to the election stealing season because I've seen that narrative before. You saw it back in 2020 when they talked about Trump. You saw it back in 2022 when they talked about Kari Lake, which means they're going to try to cheat in the elections. They're building this narrative. Coming out of Salon, they said Trump is grooming his base for maximum violence this year. So to me, it seems like they're building the idea that the Trump supporters are going to be very, very angry with what is going to happen with the elections. And they're preparing their illegals, their Antifa groups, and everything like that to have riots in the street. And I do believe they're going to have these people dress up as MAGA supporters, Trump supporters. And I do believe they're going to try to use this and say the Trump supporters are very, very angry if the elections are postponed or if they say we're not going to certify the elections. That's the other thing. If we have the elections and we use paper and they are guarded, you know the deep state players, they're going to try to stop the certification of the elections. And they're hoping by doing this, they make the Trump supporters angry, which they won't be angry. They'll be pissed off, but not angry enough to burn down their own cities and burn down their own homes. They're going to then unleash their illegals, unleash Antifa onto the streets. But you have to remember one thing. Trump, he took that power away from the vice president. Remember that whole argument with Pence? You got to send him back. You got to send him back. And they said, oh, well, the vice president doesn't have the ability to send it back. But actually, the vice president does have the ability. Well, he forced the D's to pass a law that says the vice president now cannot send the results back to the legislators. So he just trapped them in all of this. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to stall. And they're hoping that the Trump supporters get angry. They're going to try to force the Trump supporters to join the fake supporters on the streets. Think about this for a second. This is where all this is leading. Then think of the Posse Comitatus Act. So think about everything that's happening. But before we get to the Posse Comitatus Act, because that's in the Time Magazine interview, let's talk about what Trump is doing with the RNC. Trump's campaign and the Republican National Committee filed a lawsuit against the Nevada Secretary of State for allowing mail-in ballots to be counted after Election Day. Nevada currently permits such ballots to be counted that are received up to 4 days after the election, according to the text of the 2021 state legislation. The Trump campaign and the RNC, along with the Nevada Republican Party, announced its challenge to the ballot counting deadline in a press release. So Trump, I do believe with the RNC, they're now going to be going after all these different states that passed a law that says you can count these mail-in ballots. And I do believe Trump is going to show that this is completely unconstitutional. This is not allowed. And he's going to try to reverse all these states from doing this. I don't mean every single one in this country, but the most important ones. And I do believe this is his push right now. Now remember, Trump, he wants all these people to do the right thing. Remove these type of laws. They're unconstitutional. We have Election Day on one day. These mail-in ballots, they're ripe with fraud. Let's see if the people will do the right thing. He's going to push this and hope that people will do the right thing. Now, what happens when people don't do the right thing? Well, that's when things change. And what's very interesting, and this is very revealing, remember, just a couple days ago, we mentioned how Trump said, yeah, I might have to use the military to round all these people up and deport them. And what's very interesting is when you read a little bit further into this article, which is the Time article, they talked about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Time magazine said, sir, the Posse Comitatus Act says that you can't deploy the U.S. military against civilians. Would you override that? Trump said, well, these aren't civilians. These are people that aren't legally in our country. This is an invasion of our country, an invasion like probably no country has ever seen before. They're coming in by the millions. I believe we have 15 million now. I think you'll have 20 million by the time this ends. And that's bigger than almost every state. So the Posse Comitatus Act does not conflict with or restrict the inherent presidential powers to secure the border. And the PCA has, in fact, never barred the use of the military to secure the U.S. border. Let's start with the statute, 18 U.S. Code, Section 1385. Use of Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, Space Force as posse comitatus. Whoever, except in cases and under circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, willfully uses any part of the Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps, the Air Force, or Space Force as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the laws, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. As can be seen, the PCA has five elements. To violate the PCA, someone must willfully use the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, or the Space Force as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the laws in a way that is not expressly authorized by the Constitution or an act of Congress. If Trump uses the military to execute the law, for him to be violating the law, all five elements must be proven for him to be tossed in jail. He must have done so willfully, which is not always easy to show. He must be using the military as a posse comitatus or otherwise. Now we know what posse comitatus means. A posse is what the sheriff rounds up to catch the criminal, and the comitatus simply means that the sheriff had the right to call for assistance from all men in the county over 15 years old, including all military forces. The otherwise portion of this element is not easy to define. It may suggest a desire by Congress to seal off attempts at circumvention via the expedient or simply using the military to enforce a law without formally labeling such a use the mustering of the posse comitatus. And finally, neither exception in the PCA must be available for Trump. And without a doubt, one clearly is. The Constitution clearly expressly authorizes the president to secure the border. And there is other exceptions if there's an insurrection in this country, which we have seen. So Trump, he's leading us to this place where he's saying, I can use the military. It's an invasion. There's an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, which allows me to use the military. He's letting everyone know that we have the ability to round these people up, that the military will be used. What happens when these individuals start destroying this country? What happens when we come to find out that these individuals were brought into this country to destroy this country because this is an attack by a foreign and domestic players? Can Trump use the military? Absolutely. And we could see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, everything is going to start to build up. It's going to get very, very dark because the deep state players, they are going to try to remove Trump. Trump needs the people to see this. He needs the people to say enough is enough. He needs the people to reach the precipice so you will agree with what he needs to do. See, if he just came in with the military back in 2020, the people would not agree with him. Remember, that's the heart of this country. It's the people of this country. The people would not have agreed. There would have been a civil war. Now you're going to have the people agreeing with Trump when he uses the military. Think about it for a sec. And that reminds me of post 4095, May 3rd. It's a picture of Trump. It says, stay with me, deplorables. You'll love how this movie ends. Q+. And I do believe the people, they're going to love how it all ends. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22.